Hello and welcome to the Chicago Football Fantasy Podcast. My name is John Solly. I'm the senior digital editor here at ChicagoFootball.com. You can follow me on Twitter at ShyFootball. Our producer today is Dan Mott. Riding solo today from the hosting standpoint, but we do have a guest today. As promised, we've got State Rep Mike Zalewski, Democrat from Riverside. Mike, thank you so much for joining us today on the podcast. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Good. All right. Mike, back in October, you produced a bill, the Fantasy Contest Act, relating to daily fantasy sports. We are going to talk a little bit about that today, just sort of get an update on where that bill is at. And I just want to go over the background on the bill just for the sake of our listeners. And if I've left anything out, please feel free to jump in. It was proposed in October. It's an attempt to legalize and regulate fantasy operators in Illinois. Provide some basic protections for players, including age verification, make sure they don't owe child support, and provide a mechanism for yearly audits of the site. It currently sits in the Rules Committee in the General Assembly. Is that the basic gist of it there?
Yeah, it's basically at the beginning stages of the process. Whenever a bill gets introduced into the House, the Rules Committee eventually assigns it to a standing committee. It's our hope that happens in the near future so we can begin the process of trying to pass the bill.
All right, let's go back a bit to October then, when this bill was first introduced. What was your initial motivation for the bill?
You know, actually, my involvement started in April. I sort of noticed the commercials from FanDuel and DraftKings permeating sports viewing and figured, you know, eventually these guys were going to engage in a public policy debate similar to Uber. I think the technologies are not similar in the subject matter, but they're similar in their process. They both grew really fast, really strongly, appealed to a wide swath of people. So I felt like we should, the General Assembly should study the issue. I filed a shell bill. In the fall, I eventually came to some language that I could feel comfortable proposing to my colleagues, and we filed the bill. And as it stands right now, we're going to try to pass it in the spring if we're fortunate enough to get enough votes.
Did you or do you play either daily fantasy sports or fantasy sports?
I did. I always played daily, season long fantasy, and you know, I was the guy who never set his quarterback on week 13 or 14. So I was never very good at it. I tried FanDuel, and then when I realized I was going to introduce the bill, I figured it was wise to get off the app and delete it from my phone. So I couldn't be accused of having a conflict of interest.
Okay. Did you work with any of the sites to craft this bill? Is that common to work with an industry that you're trying to regulate?
You know, they were certainly consulted on what would be even in the bill. I think from their perspective, anytime we can codify, and I agree with this, anytime we can codify best practices as a starting point, we're in a decent shape in terms of achieving good public policy. Now, obviously, their interests are different than consumer advocates' interests. They obviously are most interested in doing what they can do to make sure their business model sustains. But ultimately, I think best practices acts are the ones that have the best chance of passing. And what we produced was a best practices act.
Okay. State Attorney General Lisa Madigan a couple weeks ago issued an advisory opinion basically saying that daily fantasy sports constituted illegal gambling. She's due to respond in court to DraftKings' lawsuit by January 22nd. This could go to a bench trial sometime in June. That's all sort of background to asking, how did Lisa Madigan's advisory opinion affect your bill in any way, if it did at all?
Well, I think the Attorney General certainly made her feelings known that our gambling statute doesn't clearly recognize daily fantasy. And I knew that all along. You can make a strong argument that there's an exception in our gambling statute for daily fantasy when it comes to what we call the bona fide contestant rule. But ultimately, there's no real true exception for daily fantasy, so we need to reconcile our statute with this new and emerging technology. And in the last paragraph of her opinion, she says, you know, simply with the passage of House Bill 4323, the exception and legality of daily fantasy would be clear. So that's just one small piece of it, though. We want good consumer protections. We want people not to be able to play if they're under 18. We want the money to be protected in escrow accounts. There's a lot of this that's going to be created via state statute to make this a good consumer protection bill while allowing people to enjoy this technology.
Yeah, and when I've been talking about this bill and what's been going on with DFS, the popular sentiment with people that either I work with or family members or friends, it's, oh, the state just isn't getting their cut. But this bill isn't really about taxing fantasy football, is it?
I really tried to stay away from the tax and spend conversation because I don't think that that's where the conversation needs to start. We can't even begin to just try to figure out how to tax or regulate or generate revenue from this until we define exactly what it is. So my position consistently has been, let's recognize what it is, let's put it in the statute, and then I'm one of 118 House members. I'm not in the Senate, and we have a governor to deal with, so everyone will have their say on how to best reconcile this technology with the needs of the state of Illinois, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, so if the state isn't going to make revenue off of this bill, does that make it more difficult to pass, given the financial state of Illinois right now?
Anything is hard to pass given the financial state of Illinois.
That's a fair point.
There's no easy bills to pass, given that we don't have a budget and we don't have a sense of bipartisanship in Springfield. So I'm not under any illusions that this is going to be easy. What I will say is that the world keeps spinning, and we need to be on top of new and emerging technologies, similar to the way we were on top of Uber, similar to the way we've been on top of other issues that come about. So we need to reconcile the fact that public policy debate needs to happen, and you know, if and when the time comes to discuss how to deal with these sites in a financial way, I'm sure there'll be enough people more than willing to give their input on how to spend the money. But for right now, my focus is on good consumer protection and good public policy that serves the people who want to enjoy these sites.
All right, last revenue question on this then. What's your opinion on a potential licensor fee to operate in Illinois? Because correct me if I'm wrong, but that was the model for riverboat gambling when we first started in the state?
Yeah, I think that's one option. I think there's other options. You know, it's been suggested that we treat them like horse racing, pari-mutuel bets, that when you did I cut out there, John?
No, you're good.
Okay. I'll start from scratch. That's one suggestion. There's been suggestions otherwise that, you know, when you place a bet on a horse, that money gets divided up a certain way. And these are like those types of it's similar to that. I really don't know what makes the most sense. I look forward to talking with my colleagues about any number of issues related to this and eventually coming to a conclusion that if we do enough things to make good public policy, then we'll have a bill that enough people can support.
All right, let's schoolhouse rock this for a minute then. Yes, your bill is in the Rules Committee. What are the next steps?
So it would have to get assigned to a standing committee. It would have to be heard by a committee. I have the opportunity to amend it there in committee, and then it gets reported to the full floor of the House of Representatives. In the House of Representatives, I get, you know, we have more discussions. I can do what's called a floor amendment, which is either even more amending to the bill if I feel it's necessary. Excuse me. Eventually, I get to a position where the whole full House votes for it. If 60 or more of my colleagues vote for it, it goes to the Senate and starts all over again. Committee floor, it needs 30 votes over there with the potential of amendments. If the Senate amends it, it comes back to me. If they do not amend it, it goes to the governor for his signature.
Well, I hope all of you got that. I certainly was able to follow that. It's a long process then. So given the fact that there's something going on in the courts then, how do the timelines match up, at least in your hope, in your best estimate, between what's going on in the courts and what could go on in the General Assembly?
Well, our schedule seems to be backloaded this year. And then what I mean by that is we're down there a lot in late March, April, and May. We're not down there a lot in the early part of the spring. So that's a long way of saying I would imagine that most of your listeners should focus their efforts on after mid-March on trying to get in contact with – well, do it now. You can do it now. Contact your legislator. Explain that you believe in a bill that protects your right to play these games while at the same time wanting consumer protections. But in mid-March or April, my hope is we'll start the bill towards the governor's desk.
What has been the reaction from your colleagues in the House to this bill, if any?
It's a good question. I said it in October. I went out the Thursday after I introduced the bill, and I went to an event where probably 40 or 50 of my colleagues were there. And I had explained Daily Fantasy probably 7 or 8 times at 15 minutes a time. So, like,
it's a long night.
two hours later, I was like burned out. And it's funny because a lot of they were all supportive. I mean, you know, a lot of people, a lot of my colleagues told me that they like fantasy football. A lot of my colleagues told me that they think that these websites could use some regulation. So I sort of sprayed all fields. And I got a lot of good feedback, and we've got some good co-sponsors so far. I'm expecting to get some more, and we'll keep fighting the good fight.
Did you find that the more you explained Daily Fantasy, people sort of, they're like a light bulb sort of went off among your colleagues? Like, oh, okay, I get what this is and why it needs to be regulated.
The hardest part of explaining Daily Fantasy to someone who's never played it is the salary allotment. Like this idea that you have to pick the player who no one else expects to do well. So, like, everybody's played fantasy football, and you walk them through, well, like, how come everyone doesn't just win? Because everyone can pick Gronk, and everyone can pick Tom Brady, and everyone can pick the Seattle defense. And when, you know, I said, well, you can't do that on Daily Fantasy because you're given a salary allotment. And if you pick Gronk, that doesn't mean you get to play everyone else you want to play. And then they kind of give you a strange look, like, well, then why would you want to play it? And I said, because you want to try to compete against the guy who isn't picking Gronk and is going to pick a tight end that's going to have a good game that particular game. And they're like, well, how do you know that? And I said, exactly. You're proving my point that this is a game of skill where you have to do the research and statistical analysis necessary to really win. So when I talk about 15 minutes of pop, that was it. That was the whole 15 minutes right there. I encapsulated it.
Nice. All right. Last question. What are the chances that you've got your own sort of DraftKings league going on, a year from now in the General Assembly?
I don't know. That's a good question. For right now, I'll be happy with a league that, passes a bill and gets, to the governor's desk. I will save the FanDuel and DraftKings leagues for next year. That's a good plan.
All right. Sounds good. He is Stater Mike Zaleski. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Hey, thank you. Have a good day.
And that'll do it for the podcast today. Join us at chicagofootball.com for all of your fantasy news. As we help you, throughout the off season, we're going to keep you updated on this bill, and where things are going in the world of daily fantasy sports. For our producer, Dan Mott, my name is John Solly. Thank you very much, and have a pleasant day.